You mentioned diabetes. This is very interesting. There's a paper in the journal Nature this week. Researcher Hal Connison, who's at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and he was explaining to me earlier this week how he has uncovered a gene which is for type 1 diabetes. This is juvenile diabetes, the type that comes on in young teenagers, people about 12 years old. And this is caused by the immune system attacking the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas of these children. So the way he did this was they took 1,000 children with type 1 diabetes, they took 1,200 parents of children with type 1 diabetes, and then they took 1,000 normal children. And they used what are called single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNPs, to screen the entire genome, the entire DNA of all of these people to look for genetic hotspots that kept cropping up in the people with diabetes. And they found this new gene, and it's called KIAA0350. Catchy name.
But, yeah, great.
But a very exciting prospect, because 40% of the people with diabetes actually carry the gene. And they've tracked down that it's expressed in the immune system. And that fits with the fact the immune system kills off these pancreatic cells in the disease. So now they've got a gene, it means you can start asking, well, how does that actually work? What difference does it make to the disease? Can we use it to test for people who might be at risk of diabetes in future?
Sounds good.